now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming. But when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This is still in its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in due less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report for Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us now for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHard.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam, super male plus, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. The company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system's consistent customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, but in fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 828-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, February 7th. I'm sorry, March 7th here. For some reason, my automatic gizmo here on my my talking pages. Oh, I know why it's anyway, it doesn't really matter. It is Friday 7th, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-943, 800-313-443, and I'm looking at Fox News, and they're out there saying the unemployment rose to 6-7%. We know complete nonsense, complete lie. We've got about 37% of the American population are unable to find work, but the government, oh, it's only 6%. Nothing to get upset about, really. All right. Now then, Craig in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on. Got a couple of program notes here. On Monday's show, in hour number three, we're going to have Ben Swan on for the hour to talk about current events. And don't forget, Monday is when Ben Swan starts his show here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. He has the 2 hours before my show. So good reason to tune in early and take a listen to what he has to say. And congratulations, Ben, and congratulations, RBN, for getting Ben. And it's just good news for everybody. It's a win-win for absolutely everybody here. Another reminder, over the weekend, daylight savings time starts on Sunday. The idea that you can take an hour of daylight off one end of the day and put it onto the other. And it's one of those things that sounds good in theory, but you know, causes a lot of issues down there. You know, I have a little thought about that because I get out here in Hawaii and we don't have daylight time because it basically means I have to shift my schedule an hour earlier so I can do my radio show at the correct daylight savings time on the mainland. Arizona doesn't do daylight savings time, but it's got their own little rules. And because we as a species are not as dependent on day or night as we were back during the agrarian phase, we live our lives by electric light. I think they ought to divide the world in just in four time zones, 6 hours apart, and just keep life simple that way. That's just the way I would solve the problem. Of course, if Obama does create a new world war and we go back to the dark ages, then we're going to have to worry about time zones because most of us will spend our lives within 20 miles of where we were born, just like they did back in the medieval period here. I got a letter from a listener informing me that the video version of All Wars or Our Bankers' Wars was actually shown on Comcast cable TV last night in Marin County, California. I'm presuming that was on the public access channel. And that's something activists need to be aware of. You can take documentaries and you can go over to your local cable company and take advantage of what's the public access channel. That's part of the whole law that brought the cable TV industry into existence. They have to have channels where local citizens can come on and do programming. A lot of wannabe filmmakers will do films that are shown on community access. A lot of coverage of local town council meetings goes on there. And you can take online documentaries and you can show them on community access TV. I remember the very first place I saw the documentary The Clinton Chronicles was down on a community access channel on the island of Maui. I was there on business, and I was in the hotel TV just flipping around cable, and all of a sudden I saw this stuff about, you know, the Clintons and drug running and all this other stuff going on down there. And I immediately went out and I bought the documentary, The Clinton Chronicles, on VHS, which, of course, is now obsolete, and now I have it on DVD. But if you see a documentary you think is important, and right now a good one to get out, well, see, you can't take the commercially produced ones, but the ones that are done on YouTube, that are just put out there in the public domain, yeah, just grab them and put them out there on community access. It's another way to educate the general population about what's going on. All right, so moving right along. What's the big news story of today? Well, it continues to be Ukraine. And we have Putin, who doesn't need to back down, and Obama, who can't back down because of the illusion of governmental infallibility. And they're edging closer and closer, and they're rattling the sabers harder. And everybody's wondering, you know, what idiot is going to be the first one to actually push a button and kick off what could be potentially a nuclear world war. Now, the Russian parliament has said it will support the results of the Crimean referendum coming up on the 16th. That if Crimea votes that they want to be part of Russia, welcome. The welcome mat is out here. Russia, responding to comments from Kiev, has now cut all diplomatic ties with the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine. They do not see it as legitimate. It was not elected. It was installed by force and violence. And Russia, because of its own history, doesn't have respect for governments that are installed by force and violence. Apparently, in a tit-for-tat retaliation, Maidan activists have now taken control of the Russian embassy in Kiev. To basically wave their flags around and say, see, we don't like you either here. Now, the BBC is starting to pull away from this whole mess along with the British government. The British government has already said they will not take part in military action in Ukraine. They don't support economic sanctions because they realize those are going to backlash. And BBC is basically out there saying that, yeah, these armed people who led this so-called revolution in Kiev really are Nazis in their political point of view. And these armed neo-Nazis led this Euromaidan uprising. And it's another case of where the U.S. government, to achieve its Bretton Woods aims, is aligning with and supporting some very nasty people that you wouldn't want in your home. Another case in point, of course, Syria, where, you know, we're told Al-Qaeda's our enemy, Al-Qaeda's bad, you must hate Al-Qaeda, and yet it was from Al-Qaeda and these fanatical Islamic groups that the U.S. is funding and supporting in their attempt to overthrow Assad, who is, by the way, getting closer and closer to his election, where he's probably going to get reelected again. And whether the U.S. will invade Syria before that, because once there's an election, and if Assad wins, this idea that the U.S. has justification to go into Syria because the Syrian people hate Assad will be gone. Can't stand to have an election. That's why when the former elected government of the Ukraine called for early elections to let the Ukrainian people decide, the U.S. and the money junkies couldn't take a chance the election would go against them. That's when things really heated up. Yanukovych was forced out of office and the new government installed by force here. Now, Tymoshenko is out there. He's Ukraine's former prime minister, and he's definitely aligning with the interests of the new coup d'etat government. He's out there urging strong European action on Crimea. We're seeing this from all of the supporters of the new coup d'etat government. Europe has to take action. America has to take action. What they're basically saying is left to itself, the Ukraine does not have the resources, either militarily or monetarily, to stop Crimea and, in fact, the eastern half of the country from breaking away. They just don't have it. So they want the U.S. Oh, okay, somebody just corrected me. Tymoshenko is a she. My mistake. My bad. What they're saying is Ukraine really can't fight its own wars, and that's why they're out there trying to drag in the U.S. and the West. And the U.S. and the West do have their own vested interests. This was all about bringing more countries under the control of the private central banks, which is the real agenda that is going on. Now, the new government in Ukraine is already doing things the people don't like. All pensions in Ukraine are going to be cut in half as of next month. Actually, could take place even later this month because they've run out of money. And this seems to happen in every nation the IMF gets their fangs into. Social spending gets cut. Pensions get cut. Oh, the money has to go to pay the interest to the privately owned bankers. Going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Price and Pharaoh, in the afternoon. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Price will really open your eyes. Tune in to Price and Pharaoh, in the afternoon.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine, the installed government in Kiev, has missed the deadline on a required payment to Russia, to Gazprom, for the natural gas they are importing and using. Gazprom, does not rule out shutting those valves. And so the situation is deteriorating. The new government in Kiev does not have the money to operate, and the promised money coming from other sources isn't arriving in a timely fashion. Don't forget the IMF said it's going to take them till April to get the money in there. And by the way, most of the so-called aid, and we're going to be, it's all loans. It's all loans. The whole point of this exercise is to take the people of the Ukraine and jam them onto the barbed hook of debt to the private central bankers as hard and fast as they can before they realize what's going on. Now, the new government in Kiev has signed a $10 billion shale gas deal, with Chevron. So having fracked up the United States of America, they're getting ready to frack up Ukraine. Just getting ugly over there. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the week and even last week, the situation of wanting to break away from this new coup d'etat government in Kiev is not confined to the Crimean Peninsula. There are demonstrations and protests all over the eastern half of the Ukraine. The Russian flag is being flown everywhere. And it's basically in Donetsk. There are already protests and calls for the removal of the new governor appointed by Kiev last Sunday. See, Kiev doesn't have this, you know, for all this talk about we're bringing democracy to these people, democracy is the last thing that's happening. There are no elections. All these mid-level rulers are just being appointed and dictated from Kiev. And yet this is the side, the United States, which promotes itself as the champion of democracy around the world, is supporting this government, which was not elected, and is appointing all the regional rulers. And apparently there was a video that came out of Donetsk on March 5th showing armed pro-Kiev forces trying to basically tamp down the growing anti-Kiev sentiment, or at least keep it hidden where nobody can see it. So this is already getting really ugly, and it looks like if there is a breakup of the Ukraine, it will not just be that Crimean Peninsula, but the entire nation, east and west. And I'm sure that Russia would love to have that eastern part of the Ukraine, because that is the agricultural and industrial part of the country, the part of the country that generates the wealth, and then dump that western half, which is the debt-stricken government official part, onto Europe. And I'm sure Putin's laughing himself silly about that. Russia is holding yet another military drill. They're rattler sabers. This is a large-scale air defense drill. It's 280 miles east of the Ukraine, just over the border. This prompted Europe to announce they're going to have sanctions against Russia. They're going to stage them in three steps. They're going to start small, the way Obama just did, slapping a few individuals around, but threatening to ramp them up. Now, Russia immediately came back and said, if you sanction us, we will retaliate economically, which they can do. And let me step back and give you the real world. Okay. Russia has a strong economy. Ever since they took control of their private central bank, and it's still privately owned, but it is under government control, so that the public currency in Russia is operated as a public utility. And they have a strong economy. Their currency is backed up. It's supported by strong manufacturing and strong agricultural exports. People around the world know that they can accept the ruble in trade and eventually send it back to Russia and get something of value for it. That is not true for the European Union or the United States as much, because our dollars basically are overinflated. The euro is overinflated. Certainly here in the United States of America, we've abandoned most of our manufacturing. It's been just flowing away to other countries over the last 30 years. When you get a dollar in trade somewhere else and you bring it back to the United States of America, there isn't a lot you can get for it. And so the American dollar is very, very weak, and the euro is weak, not as bad as the dollar, but it's also weak because of all this immense debt built up by the private central bank. So Russia's currency can sustain harm from a currency war far more easily, far more readily than the U.S. dollar or the European euro. And of course, ultimately, when you look at the exports and imports from Russia to the U.S. and Europe, and they shut off in both directions, it's going to cause a lot more harm over here. Finally, of course, Russia is talking about shutting off that gas flowing to Europe through the Ukraine. That's about 30% of Europe's natural gas imports. Russia's talking about simply dumping the U.S. dollar, selling U.S. stocks, dumping U.S. treasury bonds. And if Russia does that, China, which has already been slowly moving out of U.S. debt and the dollar already, will probably accelerate their program. And the rest of the world, when they see these two giant economies, Russia and China, bailing on the dollar, bailing on the treasury bonds. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to hang on to their treasury bonds and their dollars and say, oh, don't worry, it'll come back up in value in, oh, 200 or 300 years? There'll be a panic. Russia can do it, and the U.S. can't stop them. I'm sure there's a back-channel discussion going on there saying, if you dump dollars in T-bills, we'll just go ahead and have to nuke you. Because that's about the last card the U.S. has to play in this debate here. Russia is also getting into the little petty tit-for-tat game-playing here. I think this was another symbolic move that doesn't really do anything. Russia has now increased import tariffs for U.S.-produced caviar. Now, of course, Russia has a major domestic caviar industry. You know, we've all heard how good Russian caviar is. I was really not all that aware that the U.S. was trying to break into that market, but apparently they are. And Russia has basically doubled the tariffs for U.S. caviar coming in and challenging Russia's domestic caviar industry. Small industry, small amount of money, but it's another symbolic gesture that they're serious about this. By the way, we're getting another story that ammunition for the AK rifles here in the United States of America is already becoming scarce because Russia stopped exports of that type of ammunition to the United States. So if you have an AK weapon, you better get down to the gun store and grab some ammunition because it's going to be gone. The shelves are going to be empty very, very soon. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Russia and the U.S. begin a currency war, and basically Russia is saying they're going to dump the dollar and go to other currencies over this whole issue of sanctions. There's a direct quote from one of the Russian ministers: if sanctions are applied against state structures, we'll be forced to recognize the impossibility of repayment of the loans that the U.S. banks gave to the Russian structures. Indeed, sanctions are a double-edged weapon. And if the U.S. chooses to freeze our assets, then our equities and liabilities in dollars will also be frozen. That means that our banks and businesses will not return the loans to the American partners. So basically, Russia is saying, you sanction us, don't expect to be paid back the money. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Fox News is reporting that these additional fighters the U.S. is sending over to the region are there to support these two guided missile destroyers that are now in the Black Sea. A second one transited the Bosporus apparently earlier today. So the U.S. is building up their military in the region. Is it saber-rattling? Are they really stupid enough to risk a global nuclear war over pieces of ink and paper? And it does appear they are. Now, a story coming out of Blacklisted News is basically saying the same thing I've been commenting about all week. We have two sides in this growing conflict that are in positions of not really being able to back down. Because of prestige, because of credibility, and the rest of it. Now, we know that Russia's motives for this crisis are those warm water sea ports. Those Russian naval bases on the Crimea are the only Navy bases Russia has in warm water. All of Russia's other Navy bases are all up on the north coast of Russia itself, which get iced in during the winter. So those bases in the Black Sea are critically important to Russia, and it was extraordinarily foolish for the U.S. to try a covert coup d'etat in the Ukraine without anticipating Russia was going to react. Now, on our side, as I pointed out, Obama is the president of a country which is little more than a shell of its former greatness. It's being propped up by propaganda, lies, deceptions, a lot of blustering. And supported by threat of military action, which is certainly a credible threat at this point. But our government lives on this illusion of governmental infallibility. No matter how bad they mess something up, like Obamacare, they can't admit error and turn around. And that is why this situation is so dangerous here. But a lot of people are pointing out, if you step back and take a careful look at what's going on, Russia's holding all the cards on this situation. And we would certainly like to have a little more caution. Unfortunately, again, it's the curse of political power that it attracts the very people who should not have it. You know, people who are basically sociopathic, who will carry out their agenda with absolutely no sensitivity to who gets hurt, either today or way off in the future. And that is something we really need to be thinking about. The people who turn the keys on those nuclear missiles aren't thinking about how many hundreds of millions they're killing today, and they're not thinking about how many millions more are going to die from the radiation years from now. If you are in France driving around, you can still see the scars from the trench warfare of World War I. These warmongers will tear up the planet, and they have absolutely no regard for what's going to be left behind once the war is over. It's all about money now and victory now and wave the flag and no concern for future generations. We have a similar problem here in Hawaii because at the end of World War II, they just dumped a whole bunch of unused ammunition, unexploded bombs, barrels of chemical weapons just off the coast of Oahu here. And if you've got a maritime chart, it's outlined. These are military dump sites. Don't trawl net here. Don't put down hooks or anchors. Just stay way out of these areas. Without a regard for what happens when the metal casing on all of this stuff corrodes away, which it eventually will, and this stuff starts to leak up into the ocean. They just don't care. Look at the way they've handled the nuclear waste from the building of the nuclear arsenal. And now we have that WIP plant in Carlsbad, New Mexico is leaking. Hanford is leaking. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in the show. Another article coming out of Common Dreams here, pointing out America's staggering hypocrisy in the Ukraine. We've got Obama up there saying that what's going on in Crimea violates international law. This from the president of the nation that invaded Iraq on the basis of a complete lie, tried to invade Syria on the basis of a complete lie, is engaging in torture, illegal rendition, taking prisoners who are civilian, non-combatants, and torturing them, drone strikes into countries with which we are not at war. And Obama gets up there and talks about international law. It is. It's staggeringly hypocritical. And right now the U.S. government is hoping that the corporate media can convince you that it's okay for the U.S. to break international law because, after all, they're all terrorists. And it's okay for the U.S. to chastise Russia because they're Russians. I did take a quick peek, meaning less than a minute, at the Daily Show. And even though I liked their take on food stamps, I do have to acknowledge that part of it. Every bit of their coverage about the Ukrainian crisis, you can tell they got their marching orders. America invades Iraq, good. Russia invades Ukraine, bad. The degree to how much Russia has actually invaded the Ukraine is very much in debate. Now, remember, under the existing treaty that Russia had for their military bases, Russia was allowed to have 25,000 troops on the ground, and everybody's caterwauling about 16,000. What nobody's talking about is how many of those 16,000 were already there. Because if they're already there and Russia hasn't actually sent a lot of new personnel in, it's hard to call it an invasion. It does certainly seem to me, from all the support they're getting from the locals, that this really is a popular revolution, unlike that manufactured one that was used to sell the coup d'etat government in Kiev. But it is a double standard. It's great when the U.S. invades Iraq or Afghanistan, and it's bad when Russia invades the Ukraine. And I guess our political leadership is just hoping that you don't understand what hypocrisy is. But I know that you do. I know you're all a lot smarter than government and the corporate media think you are. Okay. Now, continuing the little tit-for-tat of symbolic and rather pointless gestures, and we got this one from InfoWars. Obama is now banning critics of the Ukrainian coup d'etat from entering the United States. He signed another one of his illegal and exceeding his authority executive orders today, basically saying that anybody who's a critic of this U.S.-backed coup in Ukraine is banned from entering the United States. So I guess along with searching your luggage for terrorist items or illegal copies of corporately owned music and videos, now they're going to say, do you agree with the coup d'etat? And if you say no, well, you can be blocked at the borders. Now, what about all these people already inside the United States, such as myself, who are critical of this Ukrainian coup and what a disaster it has turned into? They can't exactly ban me from being here. They're going to start kicking us out of the country. Are they going to drone strike us? I get a sense the federal government is getting ready to hit the panic button because everything's falling apart. Everything's falling apart. None of it's working, whether it's Obamacare or human-caused global warming. The U.S. government has a massive credibility crisis around the world and across the nation of their own making. They did it to themselves, and I have no sympathy for them because for the last 20 years, I have tried to create a public climate in which the cost of a lie outweighs its benefit in an effort to gently nudge the government into a pattern or habit of greater honesty and transparency with the American people. And this government didn't want to go there. They wanted to go on lying because lying gets them what they want. And now the constant lying and public awareness of the lying has brought us to a situation where nobody trusts this government. We have 80% of the American people are saying the U.S. should not be in the Ukraine. We've got something like, there was a corporate media poll early today, 60% of America thinks it's time to fire the entire Congress. Just get rid of everything there and start over. All right, we got a caller on the line, Stephen in Oregon. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I'll be really brief, but I'm kind of like these whistleblowers, and even though mine's little, it's still kind of interesting because I saw an article on your website about Hanford, the Hanford Society over in Washington. And I worked there. This is about 5 years ago. And I was making $30 an hour. That's pretty good money, benefits, all this stuff. But I couldn't work there. It was a complete mess. They had billions of dollars given to them, and they're doing nothing. It's a complete total mess. And they were going to even sue me for quitting because I knew what I was doing. And I was doing it, but I go, then sue me. I don't care, but I'm not working here anymore. I couldn't stand it. It's a prison. It's awful. It's terrible. And they're doing nothing. So I thought I'd be a whistleblower for the day, and I don't want to waste your time. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And your thing is perfect because we have to take a commercial break here.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just wrote in an email, saying, I think the USA EU planned this all along, meaning provoke a confrontation, in order to take Russia's naval bases in the Crimea so that Russia couldn't stop them when they attacked Syria and Iran. And certainly kicking the Russians out of the Black Sea would impede their ability to operate in the Mediterranean. But Russia's air assets are not to be ignored. And so you may be right. One of the reasons that Obama is escalating this thing is to have a justification to militarily go in and destroy, if not commandeer, those Russian naval bases, to basically kick Russia out of the Mediterranean, turn the Mediterranean back into a European-American lake. You know, Justinian tried to do that, you know, after the Roman Empire split in two, and the Emperor Justinian said, I'm going to turn the Mediterranean back into a Roman lake, which he almost did before the Black Plague hit. All righty, we have some callers on the line. George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing, Mike? Just speaking about, like you're talking about with the naval air bases and the bases in Ukraine, they try to provoke an attack. There's one thing I think Obama administration is annoying, is ignoring, and that is the attrition rate from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq on the equipment. And it's burned out. It's we couldn't survive a combat front-on assault with the Russian army. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, if it's a prolonged conventional war on the ground, I mean, Russia's got their assets. The U.S. has been burning up equipment and supplies in all of these little police actions or whatever euphemism they want to call. And the U.S. doesn't have the real wealth for a prolonged conventional war, and nobody wants to loan us any more money, with our credit worthiness obviously in decline. The United States has abandoned its manufacturing, especially heavy manufacturing, over the last 30 years. The weapons systems our defense industry are producing are clearly inferior despite their huge, huge price tags. Yeah, it is not a given that the U.S. will prevail, especially if China comes in. If there's a two-front war with Russia in Europe and China in the Pacific, the U.S. is going to get clobbered. And what they will do before they will finally admit defeat and surrender, they'll start firing those nuclear missiles.
Well, anyway, on an original topic with the Texas primary result, I went to a meeting, Tea Party meeting, the day after the election. And you know what I found out? That this, I'm just wondering if this Tea Party group got its 501c3 status, but an internationalist foreign policy, an Israel first policy, wars. But yet, I'm wondering about what these other Tea Party groups are getting persecuted. You know, are the ones that have an independent, you know, status of no foreign wars, no foreign entanglements, no Israel firsters. Because I told these people, I said, if the Tea Party's platform is going to be interventionist foreign policy, wars, and Israel first, I said the Tea Party is going to be in for a real surprise this November.
Well, when the Tea Party first emerged as a political player, it was obvious that the GOP was attempting to hijack them and bring them into the GOP fold. That's why you had, I'm trying to remember. Sarah Palin, Caribou Barbie was coming on down trying to be their spokesperson. And we know a lot of these Tea Party groups have been co-opted to support the GOP agenda, which is global interventionism and endless, unbounded, unquestioned support for Israel. And I think the American people would be wise to move away from deciding their votes on the basis of a party or a group identification and just decide the issues on an issue-by-issue basis and decide the candidates on a candidate-by-candidate basis and stop allowing themselves to be steered by jingoism and group membership identity. Because the especially the larger groups, they're all morons and they're all working for their own agenda. We saw that in 2012. Remember that hideously embarrassing debacle at the Democratic National Convention, where the Democratic Party's own elected delegates opposed adding Israel to the Democratic platform, and the Democratic leadership just said, sounds to me like it passed, and they put it in there, and they were getting booed by their own delegates. Stop following flags, stop following buttons, stop following slogans, and just decide individually on a case-by-case basis what it is you think about what's going on.
Well, you know, even the thing is, I've been hearing from people, not part of the Tea Party, you know, they're mad that we're involved in Ukraine. We don't want to be involved in Ukraine. It's just these Tea Party useful idiots that don't seem to get it. And, you know, the thing is, the real diplomacy that really is going on is people like me and you talking to people in Russia and Russia talking back and forth, you know, and finding out we both agree. We don't want this war. We just want the U.S., our government, just to leave the world alone.
Yeah, I mean, ordinary people don't want war. War is dangerous, messy. You have to travel far away from your home. There's a good chance you're going to lose important parts of your body, and it's very poorly paid. Wars are started by the money junkies, and they get their wars by crafting the illusion that there's no other alternative. They're coming to kill you unless you kill them first. They have weapons of mass destruction. They have attacked us at the Gleiwitz radio station and the Reichstag and the World Trade Towers. It's all an illusion to convince people that going to war is the only option they have.
I can say nobody in this country wants a war with us being involved in Ukraine.
Well, we, following on that corporate media poll that was saying only 20% of Americans thought the U.S. should be in the Ukraine, we ran our own poll that was something like 98% opposed.
Yeah, it's just, Obama just signed an executive order, so like stripping assets for people who supported the overthrow of democratic process in Ukraine. Well, sit there, why don't you go after and strip George Soros of his assets? And why not strip the White House of their own assets?
Yeah, that'd be a really good idea. I love this idea that we're supporting democracy in Kiev by propping up a government that seized power by force in order to prevent an election. That's not democracy. That's fascism. That's absolute fascism. George, going to let you go, and very quickly we're going to grab John down in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back. What's on your mind? John, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. Now I can hear you.
Yeah. Hello, Michael. Welcome to another nice day.
yeah.
Good joke. With a little irony. Yeah, if people think that these revolutions are from the people, I should point to a leaflet in Cairo with identical graphics to the leaflet produced in Kiev in 2014. So Cairo 2011, Kiev 2014. The only difference between the two is the text. One is Arabic.
Is the language, yeah.
Is the language, yes.
We have that up at whatreallyhappened.com earlier in the week, and it just underscores the fact that what happened in Kiev was not a genuine expression of the Ukrainian people. It was orchestrated from outside. Now we know that the snipers who were carrying out all the killings blamed on Yanukovych were actually working for the Maidan organizers. This is a classic CIA coup d'etat. We have seen this exact same pattern time and again, going all the way back to Iran in 1953, the overthrow of Allende in Chile. This is how the CIA has been doing this business. This is the reason the rest of the world hates the United States of America. It's not because of our freedoms. It's because we have this bad habit of screwing around with other people's countries, which always results in worse lives for the people of those countries. They don't get they don't get democracy, they get a dictatorship, and all of the real wealth produced by their labor is siphoned off for American corporations and American banks.
Well, I mean, the intervention in Libya, it's taken several years for the people to understand what really happened, and they're now revolting.
Oh, they absolutely are. Libya's in total chaos, and there's a problem for the United States. How do you sell to the American people the need that we've got to go in and invade Libya again because they don't like their new American puppet regime?
Yeah. Well, in Syria, it took even less time before the people began to realize that, well, actually, we're off with Assad.
Okay, John, I got to get you off. We're at the top of the hour. If you want to wait for 7-8 minutes, I'll bring you back on here. But we got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb and the news. We'll be right back.
Financial